Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
And welcome back. So finally there's good sound quality. I'm so sorry to anyone that listened to last episode and had to deal with the camera audio because unfortunately the microphone audio got corrupted, which left us stranded.
Yeah.
Dude, it got corrupted for two episodes. Two fucking episodes we lost the audio for.
Somebody's putting a hex on us.
For real. Like, really?
You would think that after four years almost. It is September.
Yeah.
Anniversary. Wait, is this?
No.
No, never mind.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Our anniversary's coming up. You think we'd have it down, dude? It's
frustrating.
Yeah, we haven't been on a great roll recently. But then again, maybe our relationship with our parents is just affecting our work mindset. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, how's your relationship with your guys' parents?
Nice segue.
Yeah.
That was very nice. Yeah.
Cool. We've talked about parents for like a little bit. We've mentioned them before. But I feel like we haven't really talked about like our current relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is, like, wonky right now.
Is it really?
It, like, there's so many high, like, the highs are high, and then the lows are so low.
Okay, well, give some context to anyone that doesn't know
your history. Okay, so, the context is so much.
give the rundown.
Dude, I don't even know where to start. But some key highlights, my dad is an alcoholic.
Starting out strong.
He has intense anger issues. Yes. Lashes out a lot, is always angry. My mom never thinks she's wrong, narcissistic. So yeah, that's just like, I guess, a basic description.
Any positive qualities about them?
Yeah, let's say
I'll get into that later, okay. But like specifically like a moment where I felt super... Okay, at this moment, like, defined our relationship for a good chunk of my life, and it's when I came out to them, and they didn't have the best response.
That was, like, what, sixth grade?
Yeah, sixth or seventh grade. But that moment just, like, really fucked me up, and it's been a long process to heal my relationship with them, and it's been healed, but there are moments where I'm just like, yeah.
Have any of those like moments happened recently?
It actually happened today.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to talk about it or?
Literally, I come home, 10 minutes of just sitting down. My mom and dad are already like arguing about something. My dad is just like, he's really irritable right now. Mm-hmm. And my mom asked a simple question and then they just started arguing. And then, surprisingly, like, this was so unexpected, but my mom started to argue with my grandfather, and I never see that happen, so I don't really know what's going on in this house. I'm not here to fix it.
Yeah.
Someone got beef. Yeah. There is some tension in the fam household.
Yeah, there is.
Damn. Does stress you out?
The men are the problem. Actually, well, they're all the problem, but
mostly usually
it starts from the root is the man. Yes. Yeah.
The father.
The instigators. Instigators of this. Well,
yeah.
What can you do at this point? Like,
I just, like, deal with it. Like, there's nothing I can do. And my relationship with them is decent now. Like, there are moments where my mom just, like, slips up. And even though she says that she'll support me. Okay. This actually happened recently. I was driving her somewhere, and then while we were driving back, I was like, so you really don't like girls? And I'm like, I mean, I'm not completely, like, set on only guys. Like, I think I could date a girl, maybe. And he's like, you really should try. I'm like, okay, yeah, I mean, I'll try, but I can't really choose.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but you should try. And then that was just a nice little reminder that she wants to be straight.
She wants you to be straight.
That kind of hurts to think about.
Maybe she just wants you to explore your fluidity. your sexuality and how fluid it can be. She's like a fluid aware queen.
I love the optimistic perspective, but I really don't think so. Yeah, it's okay though. I mean, I know not to take it personally. When you do have like immigrant parents, you have to be very, very tolerant.
I think that's the hard part too, because it's like you shouldn't have to be that tolerant of your parents' like mistakes and wrongdoings. Yeah. But it sort of leaves you no choice if you want to be at least somewhat happy and like have a good quote unquote good relationship with them.
And how do you like decide whether they deserve it?
That's true. That's a good question.
We figure that out every day.
What about you guys?
Well, I'm not home like most of the time. Like I'm usually very busy. I'm out. And because of that, I don't really see my mom or my grandma really too often. I think a big reason why I stay out is because I don't like being home. usually I would hear a lot of stuff. Like a lot of stuff. Like my mom would find something to like talk to me about, or my grandma, she would like find something to talk to me about. And so I go out a lot. I keep myself busy. That's why I go to a lot of cafes. I work almost every day. It's hard to stay home. And I think a lot of people, you know, could relate. A lot of people go out because they don't want to stay home. And because of that, I don't have a close relationship with my mom anymore. I feel like it was a lot closer back then. But, of course, over due time, I think we have different views, and because of that, we clash a lot. Like, I know I wasn't, like, a very good kid from time to time. You know, I could say the same for her, I think. But, yeah. I had to really grow independent, you know, in terms of, like, financially, too.
What do you mean by back then? Like a couple years ago?
Oh, like when I was like a little kid.
Oh, when you were a little kid.
4 or 3. I always think of that when I think of like me as a child. And just to give like a little more detail. So I grew up in a single parent household. I grew up with my mom. Same as Joe, Mr. Joe. And then she found a long-term boyfriend. Met him when I was 4. And personally, I think, you know, she gave him a lot of attention, maybe even more. I would argue even more than me. And that's why I would hold like a lot of resentment towards her, because, you know, I wish I had the same amount of affection I had when I was like before like I met him. Right. I don't have any like bad bullet towards him. Like he helps me a lot. He's very supportive. He actually believes in me and stuff like that, and like, I appreciate that. It's just different when you can't receive the same amount of like mother's love as before.
Mm.
Yes.
Do you ever feel like you deserve, like you owe her your love or something? Like you have to fix it, or are you just past that point where you're okay not being close with her anymore?
I mean, of course, like I don't want to leave her out in the dark. I don't want her out of my life like completely. I do see her from time to time, and like celebrations, holidays, birthdays, that's when I'm reminded to, you know, show her love and stuff like that. Like, oh yeah, I love you, hope you know that. But on an everyday scale, I don't know. It's a lot of like understanding too, because if I want to be immature and not try to understand her point of view, like she's a single mother raising me, had to work 2 jobs. Of course, like she wasn't able to give me a lot of affection or a lot of care too. Like she had her mom like to help take care of me, so I understand that part. Your question was like, do I deserve or do I think she deserves?
Yeah.
My love of affection, I still think so. You know, she's my mom. She's not like the complete worst, you know. It's, yeah, it just takes a lot of understanding too. There's that. And then, of course, there's my papa.
Why did you look at me like that?
You're just like papa.
My peepaw. My dada.
My peepaw.
Yes. Your poppy.
My papa.
So he was absent for most of my life. He was absent. I would see him like every now and then when I was little, maybe like 7, 5, 6, like over the weekend. He'd pick me up and then I'd hang out with his family, or I'd go to the park, hang out with my half baby sister. And it's weird because I never like saw him as my dad. I always called him Tito, which is like uncle in Tagalog. And so that kind of like even shows like, I didn't even call him dad. Do I have any like resentment towards him? I don't know. I could admit this, but I think I do have daddy issues.
I think we all do.
Yeah, like I could definitely see it like in relationships. I could definitely tell like where these problems come from, and I think some of them come from him.
Really? Like what?
Yeah, I mean I never really had a strong paternal relationship with a biological father. So because of that, I feel like I like saw that in like other boys.
Oh, relationships in general.
Why do you
For those who aren't watching the video on Spotify, Mark is just making like intense.
He's giving us weird eyes.
Well, because this is a weird moment. You know, I don't usually talk about my little daddy.
I know. Okay. That's very emotional.
I know, very.
No, I'm like just I'm the audience right now. Just watching you tell your story.
Please tell. Yeah, please listen, because there's more.
Okay.
And yeah, and then like my mom does not like him, and so. I don't know. There's like a few like brainwashing, I guess. Like she would just like tell me, your father's not a good guy. Everybody in my family would say that. And then, you know, like for me personally, I don't want to like just listen to one person's point of view. I want to form my own. And then that's why I wanted to see him. Well, long story short, I haven't seen him for like 5, 6 years.
Really?
Yeah, it was a while.
When did you last saw him? Or like you
before I saw him again.
Okay, at some point you stopped seeing him.
So at 12, I want to say. Yeah, like around 12-ish.
Okay.
it was like the last time I saw him. It was like an ordeal, like to be honest, it was kind of traumatic.
Why?
I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
Please.
I was hanging out with him, you know, our little weekend hangouts. And then, you know, I was with his family, hanging out with my baby sister. We were at the park. And then we stayed, like, a little extra longer, to be honest with you. We stayed at the park. It got really dark. It was at night. My mom was, she was at work. And then he dropped me off at my mom's work. And so, we ring the doorbell. She opens the door. And then she immediately grabs me inside her workplace. And so I was just in her workplace sitting down. I was so confused, and she was like on the phone with like her friend maybe, and she was like going off, you know, she was like popping off or some shit. And then she was just saying stuff like how my dad was brainwashing me and stuff, because in my family I'm called like my nickname, right, Mackie. Mm-hmm. And then he calls me like by my first name, my real name, Mark. And so when she heard that, I guess she like had this idea like I was being brainwashed by my dad. And she was like, "Are you okay? How do you feel? Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm okay. Like I don't think anything wrong is happening." And I didn't think so either from that time. Like I don't think he was trying to say anything. And so I was just in my mom's car for a bit. Not mom's car, my mom's workplace. And then after like an hour maybe, I go back to my dad's, and then he asked me a question, do you still want me to hang out? And then I took it the wrong way, I think, because I'm like, I don't want to see you every weekend, but like, maybe every other weekend. But I didn't say that. I was like, no, it's okay. And so I didn't see him after that for like a good 5-6 years. Yeah, then when I like got back with him, or I saw him again, it wasn't like even through him. It was through my grandpa or his father. He called my mom up because we had a funeral. And then that's when I saw him with a new family. So when I met him, he like asked me this question. Do you hate your dad, or do you still like love your dad? And then like, I don't even know how to like answer that. I'm like, why the fuck would you ask that? If you'd even like ask to see me, or I guess, I don't know, like it's been like so long and you're gonna ask me that question. Like, it didn't even seem like you like wanted to see me. But, you know, of course, like I had to put up a front. I was like, no, yeah, of course. And continue our day. And then, of course, like, you know, every time I see him, he like posts me on his Instagram. He's like, oh, I'm reunited with my son. And then, I don't know, it just seems like it's all for show. Because of that, I think it like messed me up like mentally. Like, I felt like I was so confused, conflicted. I don't know whether or not to hate him, whether or not to like him. Soon enough, I just grew to like not care anymore. Yeah, like when I see him, I see him. Stuff like that, just accept it as it is. And I think I'm doing just fine because of it. And yeah, that's my story with Peepaw. With Pop Pops.
Yes. So like, what relationship do you want to have with him? Like, in the next 10, 20, 30 years?
Or do you not want one?
I mean, I'm still seeing him to this day. I for sure want keeping close because I do like his family. His family is like super nice. They're like fun to be around. They're very family oriented. And that's something I want in my life. And so that's like part of the big reason why I still talk to him. Why I still have this relationship with him. You know, he's more of like a means to stay close with my, you know, like other half of my DNA.
So then when it comes to like being at home, do you dread being home?
I dread like when my mom does come home, which is, you know, kind of weird to say.
So you guys get into a lot of fights?
I would just hear like a lot of stuff from her, like a lot of nagging.
I mean, I guess you have it like opposite. Usually the stereotype is the energy is ruined when the dad comes home.
Oh, is that true, Kayla?
Yeah.
Is it? Is it actually? Is like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Very much. Like, the yeah. energy shift is so evident. It's crazy.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
What's your story?
Oh, I feel like my parents are pretty similar to Thomas's.
Yeah, we always share very similar stories.
Especially our moms.
Because like, they're both Leo mothers.
I think, I feel like that's the answer. But, my dad was like, feels weird to like use like label him as like alcoholic, but I feel like it got there. And this was like, I feel like middle school to like freshman year, maybe. I don't know. I feel like the whole timeline between like middle school and like sophomore year, I'm like, I don't, it's like kind of blank there. But yeah. He was, like, sort of an alcoholic. He wasn't as, like, angry with, like, outbursts, but he was just, like, very passive-aggressive. And you could just, like, sense it. And how Guy was saying, like, the energy shift where, like, he would come home and I'm like, okay, I don't want to be in the living room. Like, I'm just going to go to my room, do my own thing. But, yeah. And I just see him as, like, I feel like a part of me feels bad for like saying like all his bad qualities, but I don't know why.
Because I mean, they're still your parents at the end of the day, and you want to see the good in them.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, I guess. Yeah. And I just feel like he's a very selfish person. Like, he doesn't really like think of others anymore, so just like puts himself first. And I feel like I saw that a lot just like growing up, so I just felt like I could never like rely on him for anything. Like, I mean, obviously not emotional, because like that's just, I feel like with most like immigrant dads, they're just not there emotionally, so it's like, okay. But even like financially, it's just like, if you can't provide one, at least give the other, you know. But it was always hard. And on top of that, he worked like two jobs, like Mark's mom. But so I didn't even get to see him like a lot, because he would come home like late at night, and then I was like already tired, so I'd like be sleeping. So there are just like times where like we would just be like in the same house, but we wouldn't like I wouldn't talk to him, so it'd just be weird. But I guess it wasn't always like that. I mean, when I was like four, I think when you're younger, it's easier because you're naive and innocent. You don't see like all the bad. You just see like, you know, your parent on the pedestal. And so it's easy to just like have a good relationship with them because, well, you don't hold them accountable for anything. So when I was younger, obviously it was like, you know, like that's my dad. Like, give him a hug when he comes home from work. And it was weird, but like my siblings and I, we would always like fight to take off his shoes when he came home from work, and it was just a thing. But yeah, but as I got older, like obviously that stopped. And yeah, I guess with my mom, I feel like growing up we weren't like super close, but towards like the end of high school, I feel like we got closer. And I think that was because of an active effort on my end, where like before I wouldn't hug her. It'd be weird to hug her, and that's just so weird like thinking of it now. But I just remember thinking at the time, like, I don't want to go my whole like life without like hugging her. So I would just like take like an active effort and like trying to be more affectionate with her, and just like telling her to like, oh, like I love you, blah blah. So I feel like that worked, and that's like bettered it. But of course she has her moments, her lapses in judgment. And similar to how Mark was saying, like she would, for no reason, I really don't know why, but she would just tell me things about like my dad and like their relationship, and I'm just like, like, babe, I don't want to hear this. Like, I, to this day, I don't really know why. But yeah, so that kind of put a strain on like our relationship too, because I just held a lot of resentment towards the fact that she was sort of like, I feel like she was just taking away like my innocence, where it's like I didn't want to have to like know these things about the family, or you know, just things like that. And so it was really hard, but at the same time I felt like she didn't have anybody else to tell. And so it sort of puts me in like a weird position, because I feel like I have to help her, but at the same time I don't want to be the one to help her. And not only that, like just when she would be on the phone with like her sisters, and I just like overhear things that I didn't want to, and it sort of led to like how you were saying, Mark, like I just didn't want to be home like at all. Like I was just dreading it. It was just like not a safe place. And so it was just, it took a toll, because I feel like at the time both my relationships with my parents were strained, so it was sort of just like, well. And then also with my siblings too, things weren't going great, so it was just like a rough time.
But was, yeah, that like the years that you said you blanked out, like middle school through freshman year?
Yeah,
really.
I feel like I feel like sophomore year was definitely the hardest.
Why?
Just the it's kind of hard to think of like the timeline sophomore year, but okay, well, sophomore year. that was the year that my grandma passed away, so that was like just one hit right there. And then I was still dealing with like my parents' stuff. Like, to be honest, I don't even know when that began. Like, I think freshman year, but I was just dealing with their stuff, like things that my dad had done. So that like weighed heavy on my mind. And then, yeah, my grandma had passed away, and then I felt like abandoned by my sister at the time too. So it was just like everything seemed to be like adding up, and sort of just blanked out. I was like, I don't really remember. But yeah, that's my relationship.
Well, how is it now? What happened since then in like junior, senior, freshman year of college, and then now?
Honestly, I feel like my relationship with my dad is pretty, like, non-existent.
Really?
For the most part. For, like, right now, it feels dramatic to say, like, non-existent. But that's how it feels. Just looking at it from, like, third-party perspective. We don't really talk. Like, he doesn't message me. I don't message him. He doesn't call me. I don't call him. Even when I am home, like, for example, today, we came home earlier because like Labor Day, whatever. And I wasn't expecting to see him, but I did. And it was like, it's just like, I just feel like such a strain there. I feel like there's just so much tension. And so like, we just said like a few like, hey, hi. And I don't remember the rest, but that was like pretty much it. And then he went to work and he was just like, okay, I'm leaving. And I was like, okay, bye. That's like pretty much how our conversations go for the most part. So yeah, that's, I don't really talk to him and he doesn't talk to me. So I feel like it's been that way for like a long time. So I don't, yeah, that's just how it is there, but it's whatever. And it kind of irritates me because when I ask him for money, he's all of a sudden he's just like so greedy with it. Like, I don't understand it because I don't know. I just don't understand it. But and I feel like that genuinely like angers me at times. Like, it just frustrates me because, like, you're just helping me out, you know? Like, I don't know. But I just try to be understanding. So I'm just like, you know what? I'll be making more than them soon, hopefully. So I'll just, like, carry it on. And my mom, we talk, like, pretty often. Good conversations there. But I just feel like I can never, like, be real with her, you know? It's more just like a little bit more than surface level, but not fully like, here's how I'm feeling about this and this and this and this, you know? Just because a lot of time I feel like it just backfires on me, and she starts talking about like, this is why you should go to church and pray, and it's just like a lot of that. And yeah, so I think my relationship with my mom is definitely a lot better, but it's not like amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's like good.
So what kind of relationship do you want to have with your dad?
I don't even know. I mean, I think ideally, like, obviously when we were like somewhat communicative, you know, like he like messaged me every once in a while or something. But I just don't see that happening.
You don't see it happening?
I don't think so.
Why?
I feel like in order for me to, like, actually start a relationship with him, I would need to, like, confront him about like things from the past. And I just can't do that. That's like not in my willpower to do.
Well, isn't it kind of scary that you really have two options? Either eventually you get like fed up enough that you either choose to just actually confront him about it or just like admit the fact that like you won't have one.
I guess that's reality. I don't know. I mean, I've obviously thought about it. It's like, it's so funny because like in like sophomore year or whatever, like he would drive me to school. And I just have like these intrusive thoughts where I'd be like, okay, right when he drops me off, I'm going to tell him like, I know about this and this and this and like, I'm going to leave. And that was never the case, obviously. But over time, that feeling just like went away. And I still think about it like every time I see him. I'm just like, you're just so different, you know? But it's kind of weird because sometimes when I see him, I just think like, I kind of feel sorry for you. Because it's just, he's just like an old man.
Stop, because I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
I have so much sympathy for my parents.
I really do.
And that's why I think like, that's why we feel the urge to forgive them and like we have to like excuse their behavior.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes like sure I would want to like have like a better relationship with him, but like does he want that too? Because I don't know, he doesn't say anything. It's kind of hard, but yeah, it's just sad. Because I see him and I'm just like, wow, you're just growing older. And it's like, it's kind of sad because time is just going to pass it. We're not really going to have a relationship. But.
And it's like insane how I feel like most of it is just financial like issues. Because mm-hmm. I feel like that's why my parents argued so much. It was always about money. And it just makes me sad. Like, yeah. What if they were just happy, like, and it wasn't about money, and they actually left each other. Like, sometimes I think about my mom like finding a man that she like truly loves.
Stop.
And that makes me like, oh, because they both deserve happiness, and even though I don't know, it hurts, but it's like you know that that they have a soul inside, and even though they've done you so wrong in the past, you know that like there's a part of them that loves you and does like want to look out for you. So it just is complicated, and I feel like it really is like you have to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's just the hardest part, because I feel like, you know, like after time had passed, I'm like, okay, I've risen above this. I'm like over it as much as I can be, at least. But then I find that like it really just takes like one slip up from them. And then I'm like, you're just like how you were, blah, blah, blah. And I just feel like the resentment coming out again. So like to this day, I don't even know if I've like fully accepted everything. So it's just like, kind of just left with it, you know?
Yeah.
So I just had to process it on my own.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think it helped, like, your mental health moving away?
Oh, tremendously. Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, towards, like, senior year, I was sort of just, like, tired of my house. I just felt, like, trapped in it. I felt like I was outgrowing it physically and emotionally. I was just like, I just wanted to go away for a little bit. And I think not being around my parents like every day helped me not worry about their problems and just like focus on my own. And that was like a big thing for me, because I feel like when I was at home, I would always be worrying about them, their relationship, like is my dad gonna come home angry this day? Like, do I need to be extra nice to my mom this night or whatever? And it sort of just took away that stress. And I was just able to focus on myself. And, you know, when I do go home, it's nice to be able to just see them for like a few hours and that's it. And I just have that time and space for myself. But it honestly, it really did help. Because like even being home for like breaks and stuff, I just get tired real fast. Because it's just like a flood of everything coming back. And it's just important to have that space.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of sad though, because as time goes on and you don't see them for like a month or so, and then you do see them, you sort of realize how they look older. And it's like a reminder of, you know, you're not as good as it is. It's also bad that, you know, you can't see them every day or like every week. And you start just like missing out on that time with them. So it's hard because you have like guilt, but also you know that you can't be at home forever. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
It does sound difficult.
Yeah.
It does sound difficult.
What about you?
So, I think I'm the only one here that has never met their dad, which is funny. It's weird to think about sometimes. Like, I forget that people have dads, like two parents, like a mom and a dad. Like, it just doesn't seem like a real concept to me since I've never experienced having one. Which I don't really mind, to be honest. Like, I don't think it's the biggest deal. I don't have any, like, I don't feel any urge to experience having a dad or any of that. Oh, sometimes, like, when you see, like, a romanticized video on TikTok or somewhere of, like, someone with their dad, you're like, oh, it would have been nice to, like, have a dad that, like, loves you and all. But it's not, like, a issue in my life at all. I don't really, like, ever really wish, like, oh, I want a dad. I wish I had one. It would have, like, fixed anything. I don't think it messed me up in any way either. I've always been raised by my mom, so I never met my biological dad at all. And so my relationship with my parents has been that I lived with my mom for, like, the first, like, 2 years of my life, and then she moved to the United States, and I stayed with my grandma in Mexico, and so I stayed there for, like, couple years until I was six. And so I had my grandma as a, I guess, like a second mom for a couple years of my life. And then later I moved to the US with my mom, and so I went with her, and I obviously kept in contact with her throughout that entire time through like AOL and all of those messaging sites back then. And so I moved with her when I was six. And sometimes I wonder if, like, the reason that I can't show a lot of affection towards my mom is because I wasn't there during those years as a kid, where, like, I feel like that's where you really learn to be comfortable with them. So I wonder if the fact that, like, I was away for so many of my, like, very early developmental years and then met up with her later when I was six, if that, like, affected my bond towards her in some way. And by the time that I met up with her and that I moved in with her again when I was six, she had like a long-term boyfriend that she had like another kid with, which was my sister. And so literally like as soon as my sister was born, like a week or two later is when I like moved in with them again. So I knew I had a sister, and I was like, oh my God, like I have a sister. So I never really saw it like at all as like a different family or anything. Which now that I think about it, it kind of sounds like that to outsider's perspective when I say like, yeah, so then she had another kid while I wasn't like with her. But yeah, that might sound like, oh, so she has like another family. But no, it didn't feel like that at all. It felt like we were still part of the same family, which is so funny. I just realized, like, I wonder why I didn't feel like it was a different family. I guess because I had never met my dad, I only saw family as like whoever my mom
incorporated,
right? Like, huh?
And I also, like, I think like you're a kid, so you don't really see separation between, like, yeah, you're not my family versus you're my family.
Yeah.
It's more so just, like, who you have around.
Yeah. I guess I just realized that's so interesting because, I mean, technically it was, like, another family. Like, if, you know, like, if I had my dad and then my mom, I would be like, oh, that's their kid. But no, I always saw it as, like, my sister, which is weird to think about. Anyways, that was, like, a weird realization. Like, it never hit me to think about it like that. But, you know, my sister was there, and so I, like, was raised by in an apartment with my baby sister, my mom, and then her boyfriend at the time, my sister's dad. And, I mean, it was definitely, like, I was young, so it wasn't, like, the biggest, you know, you get used to things when you're young. It's not like I joined them when I was 12 or 13, when it's, like, harder to really relate. So I just grew up thinking, like, okay, like, this is my family. Although I never really saw, like, my sister's dad as, like, my family at all. It was just, like, he's kind of, like, there. I'm just, like, co-living. I always saw, like, my family as, like, my sister and my mom. So I remember, honestly, like, those years where, like, we lived with my sister's boyfriend. It's just very, like, I was very anxious the whole time. I was very anxious because her boyfriend at the time just, it was just very, like, I don't know if this is, like, politically correct to describe something, but, like, he was very bipolar in the way, like, he had very extreme, like, mood swings that, like, it was like a lot of dads, right? Like, you never know if they're going to be happy or sad. Mm. And so you're like normal. Yeah. So it was like, I always, I think it really affected me a lot because he would go through phases where it was just like, he was just fine. Like, he was like super caring and loving and like everyone, like my mom being super caring with my mom and my sister and me and super loving with everyone. And then the next day we'd wake up and then like he was just mad, just angry, like would be like passive towards my mom or like argue with her or say like mean things. And then just like be like mean to like me or my sister. So after like years and years of that, it was always like this anxiety inducing thing where it's just like you don't want to be like in the same room as them because you don't know if they're mad or if they're angry or if they're like fine, if they're not fine. So I think I always remembered just never understanding like why he was so mean sometimes and so nice sometimes. I like it never made any sense to me. I was like, why are you happy now? And then like yelling the next day, like I couldn't understand it. And I think, I think it like, I'm sure it affected me in a lot of ways. I'm not sure. Maybe I think it's why I'm like more, why I don't necessarily like reactive people because it like makes me feel like that sense of anxiety as in like, I don't know how you're going to react. So it's like anxiety inducing for me. And so I lived with him until like I don't even remember like my sophomore year of high school, I think.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, it was like my beginning of like sophomore year is when we moved. Like, yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, I feel like those from like 6 years old until I was like, what, 13, 14, my household was very like, I never wanted to be like in the same room as him, as my like mom's boyfriend. So like, I avoided him. I like hated how he treated my mom and like always made me so angry. And so I think I grew just a lot of resentment towards him. And just had those same feelings of just not wanting, like not feeling like safe at home, like not feeling calm, not being able to feel calm at all. And so, I mean, it's the typical like, oh, the dad comes home, the energy's fucking ruined. That's exactly how I felt. Like every time it was so, I hate like, when people can bring me anxiety because it just feels terrible, like when the doorknob twists and you know
when you exactly recognize like the keys like coming yes from the door and I'm like, okay, brace yourself.
Oh my god.
Like you don't know what's
that is
go.
The like to this day, like every time I hear a door open, there's like this anxiety because I remember there was so many times where once that door opened, like the anxiety like came in. Mm-hmm. And I just had to be like, oh my god, like, you know, like just like I would just be working on something. They'd come in, they'd come home, and I'd just like keep looking at it, like, but in my head I'm just like blanking out, thinking like, oh my god, like, is this fine, is he not fine, like, what are we expecting today, like that, like constant guessing of how their mood is going to be is so exhausting. And that's why I think when we like finally moved, my mom got a new boyfriend and we moved into like a new apartment, and then it was just me, my mom, my sister, because my mom's boyfriend was long distance and so he would only come visit every once in a while. Like I remember once that happened, like once we moved, like my life got so much better. Like I finally felt calm at home. Like I liked being at home. I felt comfortable. It was like so much more happiness in my life that was truly just thrown out of nowhere. It made me realize like the difference between a good household and a bad one, and it's like immense how nice it feels to like come home and know that like you feel fine, you feel like you can do whatever, you don't feel judged, you don't feel anything. And so ever since then, like my relationship with my mom on the other hand has always been good. I've talked about this on the podcast, but me and her, we have a good relationship. Like I think it's healthy in the way that we respect each other. She listens to me, I listen to her, she helps me, I help her. I think it's a healthy relationship. The only thing that like does need work is the fact that like I'm really bad at showing affection, and so in that way I feel like I can't like, I could definitely talk to her. I just don't like talking to her about anything that I can show emotion on because I'm like too scared to like cry in front of her, even though I wish I could. So I think that's the only thing that's lacking in our relationship is like me being able to feel like fully comforted by her. And that's really just my issue. I don't think it's even anything she does, because she's always telling me, like, how are you feeling? What's wrong? What's going on in your head? Like, she just has a way of knowing every time that, like, I'm emotional, because I'll be, like, sitting thinking, like, I look fine. Like, I'm, like, doing my best to look normal, but I'm, like, I guess I'm, like, clearly staring off into something, and she's, like, what's on your mind? Like, you have that look. Like, something's on your mind. And I was, like, and I'm, like, no, there's nothing on there. And I'm, like, damn, there really was. Like, there was a lot on my mind. Like, she always just knows, and so she gives me the opportunity to like actually tell her and like talk to her and be like, oh yeah, this is happening, but I just don't take it and just say no, nothing. And I think it's also a habit that I've gotten into of just like my automatic response is to say no, that like I say no and then I'm like, oh, fuck, I already said no, I can't say anything, because I say it so quickly, like nothing's wrong. It's like the same dialogue every single time. Are you okay? Yeah, everything's fine. You know, it's the same thing every single time. So that's like really the only thing that's been lacking. And I think it's nice. I definitely enjoy that my family relationship is better and I feel like comfortable at home, because it's like it's just so different. Like in the other household with like my sister's dad and such, I remember just all like you always have that sense of anxiety, like you don't want to play any music, you don't want to do anything, you don't want to watch the TV in front of everyone, because it's like, oh, what if they judge what I'm watching? Like everything has to be in your own little room, reserve part of the house. And so, you know, I always felt that like fear of like, I don't want to talk too loud, I don't want anyone to hear me, I don't want them to see what I'm watching, I don't want them to see like what music I'm listening to, what I'm cooking, nothing. Like I just, you know, it's like that weirdness. But sometimes I think about the fact that like now, like every time we eat, like I'm always playing music in the background, just like my little customary dinner music. It's really nice because I like don't feel any sense of judgment, and I get to just kind of like do what makes me feel good and know that like I'm not being judged or anything. And so that's really nice. I wish I could talk to my mom more. I'm trying to. I really am, like, slowly trying to be slightly more open. I just don't want to, like, I think I'm, like, trying to go for a slow burn. I don't want to make it this, like, big deal where I, like, sit down. I'm like, hey, can we talk? I just want to, like, slowly, like, let it lead there. And then hopefully over time, like, the more conversations, and the more I open up slowly, little by little, I get more used to it. Because I don't want to just straight up go to her right now and be like, "Mom, something's on my mind," like, and then start crying. I think I want to get slowly used to like opening up, and then maybe like getting mad, and, like, or showing emotion and getting sad in front of her, whatever it might be. And then, like, you know, hopefully eventually, like, I'll look back and be like, "Oh wow, like, I'm not that scared anymore." I think what was really nice is like when that like whole like Aspen thing happened, and I like felt really bad. Talking to her about that was good, because I couldn't stop myself from crying even if I wanted to. So it kind of forced me to just show emotion in front of her. And like that was like an exposure thing, exposure therapy of just like doing it and getting used to showing that like vulnerability and then also affection towards her. So yeah, I don't have as much trauma to share. So I know it's boring.
It's refreshing to hear a healthy family dynamic.
It always sounds like a little bit weird too, because it's like, really,
like that's not how, normal.
I know like, you live like that. Like,
it's so funny you say like that, because I feel like it's the opposite with me, with like my vulnerability with my parents. Like, I was very, very expressive when I was younger, and now I don't share anything. Like, I refuse to cry. I refuse to get angry. Like, I try my best to conceal it, because I was so emotional as a kid that I feel like it was a burden now. And so now I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to keep being a burden. So I'll just take care of my own problems and not let it affect her. So,
do you like that though?
Just interesting.
Has that been nice?
Wait, what? Like,
to not show as much vulnerability? Like, have you seen like good stuff come out of that?
Honestly, yeah. I feel like it kind of eats me up sometimes. Like, the guilt of being just such an emotional child. And I know it wasn't really like in my control. It was just, I had a lot of behavioral issues, and I was super hypersensitive, and my parents could never figure out what was wrong with me. And I just feel bad because, you know, they're in this country, like, and they're new, and they're still getting used to the culture. And now there's this child who's growing up in this American society, and he's dealing with a bunch of mental shit, and just shit is like going down, and then they don't know how to help. And then I like lash out because I don't know how else to like handle my emotions. And then I just think it caused more, like, so many problems. And I don't know. I wish I like was a lot more shy about my emotions when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. No, like, genuinely. Because then maybe I could like not feel so bad if I were to share something now. You know, like, I could talk to them now, and then I wouldn't be like, like, I don't want to, you know, get you angry or like cause more stress in your life. But yeah, just very interesting to hear your story. Because I, like, even when I was dating you, and I would always be at your apartment, I always referred to him as your dad. And then, like, over time, you always were like, like, I noticed that you never called him your dad. And I'm like, and you never corrected me either. Like, you never opened up about your family dynamic. And I don't know, I just thought that was,
yeah, no, I never did.
Yeah.
I never do for some reason. I think it's like, I don't know, it's like one of those things that I don't talk about. Like, even with, I didn't talk about it with you. Mm-hmm. I like haven't really even mentioned a lot of this, like, with my current, in my current relationship with my current boyfriend. And like, to you guys, I had never mentioned it. It's just like,
are you like barely processing it now? Is that what?
No, I think it's just embarrassing.
What?
What is?
Just like, it's embarrassing to me, I think.
What aspect?
I constantly felt embarrassed by like the unhealthy family dynamic that I used to have. Because I remember even like when I was in that stage of my life, I would be playing like It's so weird. Like, I would be playing, like, video games with my friends,
and then you'd have to, like, mute.
Yeah, because they'd start yelling, and I, like, got so embarrassed, I, like, muted it instantly. Yes. Like, sometimes I always had my thing on the mute button in case they, like, started yelling. Like, you'd be like, where'd you go? And, like, and it's weird because every other kid was like, oh, my mom's, like, being a bitch. Or, like, oh, they're being such a bitch. They're fucking yelling. And, like, they'd have no shame in it. But I always felt, like, shame in it. I think, like, just thought it was embarrassing, like, people knowing that, like, oh, your family isn't, like, a good family. So who knows where that came from. Maybe at some point I, like, picked up that, like, you're supposed to have, like, a good family dynamic. I think maybe I just wasn't around, like, enough people that were just open about the fact that, like, they have, like, shitty parents or something. And so I was like, oh, I don't want them to know I have, like, a bad dynamic. So I think that's why I, like, never really talked about it, because I just thought it was, like, embarrassing.
I get that. I mean, even to this day, I don't willingly talk about my parents unless, like, somebody asks, and even then I'm, like, a little bit cautious about what I say. Just because it's not something I enjoy talking about. Lots of sadness there. And so it's just, it's hard, you know?
Yeah. It does feel very vulnerable.
Quite. I feel vulnerable. Like, yeah. I mean, talking about your relationship with your parents is, like, one of the most vulnerable things that you can talk about, because it can say a lot about you.
And you really never know where it will go. Like, every time you ask someone, like, you know, those card games, that's like, what's your relationship with your parents like?
They're always like, go like,
you know, they always take a deep breath as soon as you ask that, because there always seems to be so much. It is really rare, honestly, for someone to be like, oh, that's good. Like,
yeah.
And when I do hear about it, I'm like, really? Like, one of my friends has a good relationship fairly good with his mom and dad. Like, they're still together, they're a happy family. And so he just talks like, oh yeah, I was talking with my dad the other day. And I was like, dad, like, no, don't do that. I was like, you're talking with your dad?
I think that's the part that, like, really gets me. It's really hard to fathom that people have good relationships with their dads,
that they actually communicate with.
Yeah, or like they, like, hug them or something. That's just like, that I just can't, like, picture it. Like,
I feel the same way, but about, like, having two parents.
Mm.
Like, having two parents is such a weird concept for me. Like, the idea of having a mom and a dad, it's also, like, that's too much love to give. Like, I don't know if I could handle that.
But what about to receive?
That's true, but I thought about, like, the love I'll have to, like, give. I don't know. I wonder if maybe that's why I'm, like, okay with the fact that I don't have a dad, because it seems like
stressful.
Yeah, like having two intimate relationships, like building an intimate relationship with your mom and with your dad, and then maintaining those, like, it's a lot of emotional energy. And so that's like, I'm like, maybe that's why in my life I just prefer individual, like, just one relationship, because, like, I don't have a lot of emotional energy. And maybe that's because I was raised with one parent.
And do you think, like, you would ever want a relationship with your dad, or?
Oh, with my real dad.
Yeah.
Oh. My mom still talks to him, and, like, they, like, they talk.
Wait, about you?
Haven't you, like, FaceTimed
him? When I was, like, 6 years old, I FaceTimed him, but I don't remember anything at all. I was just like, hi. Didn't know who that was. my mom still talks to him. Like, he does her tarot card readings every once in a while, and, like, does her fucking, like, spells to, like, keep her safe and shit. Mm-hmm. And so that's, like, what I hear, and, like, what I hear from her. And every once in a while, he, like, tells me stories of, like, their, like, relationship. He never refers to him as my dad, though. Always refers to him as his name, which I think is so interesting. Like, he never mentions, like, oh, your dad. So I was like, oh. I never knew why. I guess maybe because she knows, like, just because he's, like, the person that was the other person in the act, like, doesn't make him my dad per se. He's just like, that's who it was. I don't know her reasoning, but she has never mentioned, like, your dad, which is odd. I'm always, yeah, it's always like a weird thing when she, like, calls him by his name, and I'm like, I know who that is. I know who you're talking about. I guess I would like maybe to like meet him at some point. I'm just like shy, so I'm like, oh, sounds so stressful, like I'm so shy. But I think it might be kind of cool just to see like if he looks like me, and I'm like, am I gonna look like that? That's the only part that's cool to me. It's like, or the only reason I like would want to, is just because it's like kind of cool seeing like the other part of your DNA and like a combination of the two. That's really cool. You want to know a fun fact that like when my mom told me, I was like, really? So, and it's kind of like cute in a way. So when my mom and my dad were like living together in Mexico when they were young, when in their 20s, my dad is a painter. He's an artist. That's like how he would make his money. He would just paint one or two things a month and then sell them, and then that like he would just use that money for the rest of the month. That was what they did. And so they were like the fucking all indie Paris couple, you know, cigarettes and coffee with cheese and fucking hams and wine, you know, that aesthetic, like the Lana Del Rey aesthetic. And it's so funny because apparently like they lived with a roommate, like three people in an apartment or whatever it might be. And it was three of them, my mom, my dad, and then their roommate. And the roommate was a writer. And my mom told me, like, just casually, oh, yeah, there's a book about our relationship.
What?
I was like, what? She was like, yeah, so this, like, one time, like, your dad, like, went back to, like, we lived with this roommate, and, you know, we just lived with him, and then we, like, all went away, went our separate ways, we moved out, whatever. And then later, like, your dad came to visit, and he came to visit the friend, and the friend was like, oh, I forgot to tell you, like, I wrote a book about your relationship through, like, my point of view. And, like, that whole time, he just had been, like, writing a book about, like, what he observed in my mom and dad's relationship. And he told my dad about it. Like, yeah, this is the book about it. And then I guess my dad got, like, mad about it. He's like, how could you do that without telling me? Like, just fucking wrote a whole ass book. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Don't. Anyways, he got really mad for some reason. So, like, he just, like, threw the book at him and just left and never heard about it again. But
the name of it?
I don't know the name of it or anything. Like, there's a book out there. I don't know if it's pup, maybe. Who knows? Maybe like a couple copies, but I don't know. And I just thought about how trippy it would be to read that.
Yeah.
And like read about my mom from like a third person POV. So the one goal that I have, instead of meeting my dad, I would like to just find that book or something.
That's cool. Your mom's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like so cool to hear about, but I don't know. I don't have any specific need to meet my biological dad. Sometimes I wonder if my mom will ever like end up with him. Honestly, really? Like I think about it, like,
do you ever wonder like why he didn't like stay with your mom when she had you?
So basically he was from Spain and he was in Mexico. And the motherfucker got deported from Mexico. Like, who the fuck gets deported from Mexico, bro? Like, come on. But, yeah, my mom was pregnant, like, maybe, like, 2 months before she was due. Like, he got deported and sent back to Spain. And so, I forget the story. I don't know why, like, he didn't, like, come. I think he was banned from the country. And I think he told my mom
what
to, like.
What did he do?
Because he got deported for, like, smoking weed. Because weed is illegal in Mexico. And so. He got caught smoking weed and they checked his passport.
He was ahead of his time.
No, he was. He literally was. They checked his passport. Expired. Go back to Spain. And so he was banned from the country for like, I think they banned you for like 5-10 years. And so I think my mom like didn't want to go to fucking Spain or she didn't have the money to. So she was like, what do I do? And it just like never worked out. And so it was like, okay, like we'll just, whatever, it's fine, whatever. I don't know the full story. She never really talks about it. I don't ask. But something like that. And she does talk about it all the time.
Do you think that if he, like, made the choice to leave, you wouldn't be a little more, like, upset?
No.
Or something, or not?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm like,
we're, like, searching for something here.
Yeah, no, I'm like, no, just genuine curious.
No. Like, I wouldn't do the same thing.
No. I don't think so. I don't think I would, like, be like, Dad, why'd you leave me? It's like, I don't have any bond with him. Like, if I had seen him and then, like, saw he, I don't know. I'm like.
I feel like you don't have those, like, feelings because your mom made up pretty well for
both of the rules. So it's like, why would I need another parent?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't have to worry about that.
It's like, I'm fine. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need another parent. So, yeah, no, I do wonder if they're going to end up together sometime. Like, if my mom breaks up with her current boyfriend and then. Because they always talk and they're like, he's always like, you were my true love. Like, you were my true love. Like,
he's come back not to me. Getting over that first love.
Yeah. And then my mom would also like be talking like, yeah, like, I love them. And I was like, bitch, so like, what's going to happen here? Like, yeah, but I don't know.
Messy.
It's the hopeless romantic in them. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Exciting.
That is exciting.
That would be trippy. Like, because it genuinely is a possibility. Like, I don't completely, like, have it crossed off the books. Like, sometimes I see her, like, kind of curious about wanting to see him again and, like, you know.
How long has it been since they, like, last saw each other?
Since my mom was, like, 22, 23.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, 23, 24. Mm-hmm. So it's been, I mean, you could imagine like a person you had a kid with that you like loved, you see when you're 23 and now you're like 43, you haven't seen them in 20 years. Tricky. Like, that's, I can't imagine. Like, of course you would have the urge, especially if they're like still in contact. So it would be trippy. Like, I don't know how I think it would be a big emotion. It would need a lot of therapy to like, hey, I'm in a relationship with your dad again. Who? Yeah. Weird, but. That's our story about our immigrant parents.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. But hopefully we break the cycle.
That's always the goal, isn't it?
I'm scared I won't.
It's always a goal.
Me too.
I'm scared I'll be emotionally unavailable.
I think I somewhat broke it with my mom. Mm. But it's the father that gives me the trouble.
The father's
because
hard.
I mean, obviously, every parent is always like, no, I'm not gonna treat them like how my parents treated me, but then they end up being exactly like their parent. And one of my biggest fears is that, like, I'm just gonna end up like my mom and dad. And I mean, I already like inherit some of their like bad traits, so that already scares me.
Yeah,
scary,
but that's let's really hope. Scary. Let's hope.
Yeah, I mean, do you see like. The like has your relationship with your parents affected your own like personal relationships?
Durr.
Yeah. Like romantic versus like
durr. I feel like isn't that like the whole like, or, like reason how, why
like how do you see it play out in your friendships and like romantic relationships?
Well, part of it was just that like I had a lot of mental like issues. But another is that my parents just made it worse by reacting in, like, the worst ways possible. Mm-hmm. And because of that, like, for example, my dad, he has anger issues. He was an alcoholic. He was very reckless and impulsive. Just, yeah, very scary man. And I think, for example, like, during my relationship with Gael, I sometimes would get really overwhelmed. And whenever I did, I would lash out. And parts like that. And then even in my friendships, my mom was like a big narcissist. Like, she never accepted that she made a mistake. And I definitely see that in the past where like I did make a mistake and I couldn't accept the fact that I was the one wrong. Mm-hmm. And it was because my parents cannot like apologize for their own behavior. So I just never picked it up from them. It's like, I feel like I attribute a lot of my personal issues or like, yeah. To my parents. But I'm better now, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so interesting.
I mean, I feel like that's for
that's
everybody,
common
right?
for a lot of people.
No, like, but yeah, no, it's just, but like, when you like, yeah, when you talk about the other
That reminds me, like, we definitely made an episode about how our parents, like, influenced.
Oh, for sure, we did.
Yeah, we did, so.
In a lot of ways.
Go listen to it.
I mean, we already did a whole episode on it, but it's weird. It's definitely weird. Like, the other day, my mom was talking about, like, my grandma's here. So, like, my mom's mom is, like, staying with us right now. And they were talking, and my mom was like talking about, like, she was like, yeah, I got issues. I think my biggest issue is, like, I never let anyone help me. Like, I always want to help them and, like, refuse any help. And I was like,
that's you.
That is you.
Bitch, that's you. That's did you this. It's weird how you, like, subconsciously pick up these things, though. It's just so. So you're not even aware of it. So that's why, like, always stay fucking, like, on the lookout, because the friends you have, like, even though you swear you're nothing like them, you might be picking up their traits subconsciously.
I learned a lot.
You learned a lot?
Hearing your guys' stories.
Really?
Do you see me differently?
No.
Do you see me, be honest?
I just saw a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Crazy to see that.
Yeah.
You know, with all you guys. Sure. Makes me feel
bonded.
Like.
Bonded.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell your stories. Tell your stories to your friends.
Yeah. For sure.
I just be seeing so many TikToks about, like, paternal relationships.
No,
I see it a lot, and I really, like, get so sad.
Like, they're happy paternal relationships.
No, like, sad. Like, I wish to be like, just like, to start over and wake up as a child and experience, like, my mother's love. And I was like, whoa,
damn. I was not expecting to
and
see
like
this.
Yeah, and then, or like, sometimes, like, I imagine, like, my mom being happy with, like, the right man, okay, and, like, seeing her achieve her dreams and everything. And I'm like, oh my God. Hitting it where it hurts.
It's just weird because, like, they're not so old that they can't completely switch their life and, like, flip it around. I know. And it's just like, I know you're frustrated. Like, they were a kid at one point, like, thinking, like, oh, I'm going to marry a man. I'm going to be happy. Mm-hmm. Like, they're still in there. Like, you. They have, I can't imagine living my life like that, like, unhappy and just dealing with it every day and not, like,
yeah, but also they didn't have opportunities. Like, they had to stay together because of financial reasons, because, like, to support their children and all of that.
Yeah. I think a lot of the times parents stay together just for their kids, and it does a lot more damage than it helps. But, their reasoning is their own, and I think also a part is, like, they're sort of too scared to detach from one another because
it's all they have, it's all they
exactly.
know.
Exactly, they've, like, grown with each other so much, like, literally through thick and thin, and so it's sort of hard to just say, like, goodbye to that person, even though they do bring them, like, so much unhappiness.
Yeah,
I'm sure it has to be, like, incredibly hard. So yeah,
it's just weird because, like, you know, change is possible. Like, if you gave them the resources and, like, therapy, doing all these things to, like, change their thinking habits and everything, like, they could overcome all the issues they have and become, like, an affectionate, loving person. It's just,
you could say that about anybody. It's
It just sucks that
they just have to want it, and they don't even see the problem to begin with. So
that's crazy. That's crazy. Damn.
Yeah.
I try to have sympathy for them, but it's hard to do that without, like, invalidating your own feelings. Yeah. So
the resentment will always just, like, come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well,
good luck out there.
Good luck, Charlie.
Yeah. Good luck, Charlie was a good show.
It was such family.
I was like, wow. Why are my parents like that? Like,
Disney Channel
family. A show about a functional family.
I want to see a Disney show where the parents are fighting.
For real.
Where they don't talk to each other.
Well, guys, thank you for listening to our episode.
Yeah.
Thank you. Definitely a tough one. I know a lot of you probably related, so hang in there.
My heart goes out to you.
Especially if you're still in that household, because that is difficult. Like, that.
You'll get out of there soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give yourself time.
You will. So, thank you for listening. I'll put some sort of comment or poll down there. Remember, every Sunday we have our Spotify Live at 6 p.m. PST if you want to come tell us the stories about your toxic parents. And go ramble about it. Come join us on Sunday, okay? All right. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.